All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another week of Pro Wrestling America. This week coming to you as we do every fourth Wednesday of the month from the United Center in Chicago, Illinois. And we start off with a good match. One that on paper looks to be one-sided, with the State Patrol facing off against the Moondogs. However, the State Patrol holds their own against the Moondogs. The fans get behind State Patrol, and the Moondogs get frustrated with the fans, as the Moondogs normally do. When Wright gets an advantage over Spot, Spot tosses him over the top rope, getting the disqualification. So your winners are the State Patrol, by disqualification, in a time of 17 minutes, 4 seconds. As the tag teams leave the ring, Curtis Thompson comes out to the interview desk. Mark asks him what's on his mind. Curtis talks about his run in the Heartbreakers Rumble for the American Heavyweight title. Had it started out as number 29 and ending the match against such great wrestlers as Iron Mike Sharp, Superstar Bill Dundee, and Macho Man Randy Savage. Curtis challenges the winner of tonight's American Heavyweight title match to defend against him. This brings out former Bruce City Wrestling champion Italian Stallion and Michelle McCool. Stallion says that Curtis doesn't deserve a title shot. Stallion insinuates that Curtis was only in the final four of the Heartbreakers Rumble because he hung out in the quiet corners where there wasn't much fighting. Stallion says Curtis isn't worthy to lace up Savage or Dundee's boots. Curtis quips back that he can beat every single wrestler on the PWA roster. The two start to squabble some more until my music starts to play. I come out to the interview desk and separate the two men. I say there is only one way to settle this, and that's in the ring. I will give Curtis the opportunity to back up his claims. Tonight, he will start a gauntlet of every single PWA wrestler in an order of my choosing. If Curtis survives, this will give him an American Heavyweight title shot. Curtis complains that that's too long a time, seeing that he would be fighting for almost a year before getting that shot. I tell him to make the best of the opportunity because it might be his only shot. Curtis wants to know who is first. I say that's simple. He's standing right in front of you. With that, everyone heads down to the ring. And Curtis and Stallion have a great match with each other. Stallion looks like he has the match well in hand. Stallion goes for a superplex, but Curtis tosses him off the turnbuckle. Curtis comes off with a flying clothesline as Stallion gets back to his feet. Curtis gets the win, making Stallion submit to a full Nelson in a time of 13 minutes, 9 seconds. All right, there's one down. Only 43, 44 more to go. All right, let's talk about this for a minute. I had told you last week that there was going to be a run by somebody against Olive, and my choice is Curtis Thompson. And this is an obvious choice for me because in fantasy wrestling leagues I have done ever since I was probably 10 years old, I've always been somehow affiliated with Curtis Thompson. Even though the only time I've actually seen him in the ring is when he was in WCW as Firebreaker Chip. But I would read the Wrestler magazine articles on him and Scotty the Body in Pacific Northwest. And I have tried for years to find anything from Portland from that time with him and Scotty the Body. But I can't find it. If you know where it is, please link that to me either on the Facebook page for Wrestling with Theology or email me, wrestlingwiththeology@gmail.com. Let me know about where that video is, because that would be a great match for me to be able to see any of them at that time. But so Curtis Thompson gets his shot, and I am going to guarantee you this will not be like a Goldberg, you know, unbelievable win streak. No, there's going to be times and guys that he does have issues with and has a few matches before he can get past them. But you're going to have to see where that goes. Who's next? Well, we'll have to find out next week, just like Curtis. All right, but we move on to the next match where you have the Stud Stable facing off against the Nightmares. And the two teams have a good match. Fuller and Davis have a great match against each other. They both make tags to their partners, and when Ken Wayne gets the upper hand on Jimmy Golden, their partners join the fray. Fuller and Davis fall out of the ring. Wayne gets the advantage on Golden after a dropkick in the corner. Ken Wayne picks up the pin after a tornado DDT on Golden in a time of 7 minutes, 5 seconds. Fuller tries to get back into the ring to make the save, but he is just a second too late. I can expect there to be more matches from these teams. Continue on in the tag team division. Illinois tag team titles on the line. Gorgeous Gentlemen defending the titles against the Southern Rockers. King and Dahl put up a great challenge for the titles. The Rock and Roll RPMs come down to the ring, though. And while Chris and Dahl are involved in the ring, the RPMs grab King and brawl with him up the aisle. Dahl tosses Chris out of the ring, but he charges up the aisle to help his tag team partner. He ends up getting counted out. So your winners, in a time of 13 minutes, 51 seconds, by countout, and still your Illinois Tag Team Champions, are the Gorgeous Gentlemen of Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin and Gentleman Chris Adams. The Southern Rockers had their chance, but the Rock and Roll RPMs made their presence known in the match. And the RPMs make their way back to the interview desk. Lance Russell is not very excited to see them. The RPMs are not exactly his favorite tag team. He asks what they want or what they thought they were doing in the title match. The RPMs tell him that they should have been in the title match. They demand that I give them a title match against the Gorgeous Gentlemen. After all, they beat the Southern Rockers last week. The Heat Seekers and Missy Hyatt come out to the desk. They get into the RPM's faces about not being worthy of title shots simply because they beat some team of jobbers. Missy tells them that they could have had a shot at the titles, but Eddie didn't think they were good enough. However, Eddie has given them the chance to prove him wrong. If the RPMs can beat the Heat Seekers tonight, Missy guarantees them a title shot in October. So, the two tag teams head down to the ring. The RPMs seek to take the match quickly, but the Heat Seekers will not let them. The match goes back and forth with neither team really able to get the win. Sigmund finally gets the pin on Lane after hot-shotting him into a massive boot from Elliott. Missy climbs into the ring with the microphone and taunts the RPMs that they couldn't get the job done. That they can kiss any shot they had at a title match goodbye because they weren't up to the task. Your winners are the Heat Seekers in a time of 17 minutes, 43 seconds. I come down to the ring because it's time to announce who is the special referee for the American Heavyweight title match. I invite both Savage and Dundee to meet me in the ring. When both of them get to the ring, I dramatically produce an envelope from inside my jacket. I let them know that I don't have to open the envelope to tell them who the special referee will be for the main event tonight. Both of them look at me questioningly. I tell them there was an error made when the poll was created on the social media platforms. The member of the PWA social media team that set up the polls neglected to make sure that other options were not available in the poll. Therefore, there were many write-in votes for myself, Curtis Thompson, and Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, as well as others. All of those votes were thrown out. When the poll closed this morning, both Lawler and Sharp had received an equal number of votes. I have no option except to proclaim that both Iron Mike Sharp and Jerry the King Lawler will be the special referees for the main event tonight. Maybe with two sets of eyes, there can be an end to the argument as to who is truly the American Heavyweight Champion. Neither Savage nor Dundee are very happy, but they have no other choice. I encourage them to head back to the dressing room and get ready for the match. I encourage them both to put on the best match they can for the great PWA fans tonight. Savage and Dundee leave the ring. They still don't like the results, but neither one technically lost the stipulation war. So how's that going to work? Well, we'll find out in a few minutes. But before that, we have the American Tag Team titles on the line. The Acolytes defending against the former champions, Too Cold Scorpio and Wildcard. This is the automatic rematch from 2 weeks ago when the Acolytes won the titles. Scorpio and Wildcard are looking to win the titles for the third time this year. The Acolytes are coming off against a hard-fought non-title match against Harlem Heat. Both teams need a win tonight to bolster themselves in the fans' eyes. The Acolytes come out and begin to dominate the former champions from the opening bell. Wildcard tries to gain control of the match after Heenan distracts Farouk. The Acolytes have a blind tag that Wildcard doesn't see. As Wildcard leaps over Farouk on the mat, Bradshaw nails him with a clothesline from hell for the pin. Your winners and still American Tag Team Champions are Farouk and Bradshaw, the Acolytes. Now we go backstage. Mark Lawrence catches up with Iron Mike Sharp in the Hot Stuff and Hyatt International dressing room. Mark asks Sharp about how he feels about being one of the two special referees in tonight's main event. Sharp shrugs his shoulders. How is he supposed to feel? He shouldn't be the referee in the match. He should be having a title shot. Eddie and Missy tell him that the title shot is coming. This is simply the guaranteed rematch from 2 weeks ago, just like the match we just finished. Missy implies that all he has to do is make sure that Dundee doesn't win the match so that Savage gets another automatic rematch. Then he would be the next in line from the Heartbreakers Rumble. Mark wonders aloud about the validity of that scenario, but Eddie tells him to stay in his lane as a commentator. He can say whatever he wants as long as he's sitting at the desk. Mark tries to push Sharp about his bias in the match, but Missy decides that the interview time is over. Mark is escorted out of the dressing room by Kendall and Eddie. Meanwhile, Jerry Lawler comes out to the interview desk to speak with Lance Russell. Having just seen the video from the dressing room, Lawler knows that he almost has to worry more about Sharp in the match than either Savage or Dundee. Lawler tells the two wrestlers in the match that he will call the match straight down the center. He warns Sharp that if he even senses that he's being biased, Lawler will take Sharp out of the match. Lawler says he has no love lost for either Savage or Dundee, but he wants a shot at the title as well. He considers himself a much higher contender for the title than Sharp, but he also knows that there have been issues between him and me and him and Eddie. He may not be the top contender, but he is going to make it known that he is definitely one of the sharks hunting the water. All right, there we go. Both referees are geared up for this match. But we have one more match to go. Trevor Murdoch facing off against Nikita Koloff. Nikita and Paul Jones come down to the ring and wait for Trevor. As Trevor makes his appearance on the entrance ramp, he is attacked from behind by the Moondogs. Spot nails him with his bone, causing Trevor to fall off the entrance ramp. Trevor lands hard on the floor, but he is on his feet instantly. Behind the Moondogs, Grappler and Vampire come through the entrance. Trevor finds himself outnumbered 4-1 as Jones' army stalk him down the aisle. Jones strikes and needs Nikita to stay in the ring. Trevor manages to fight off his attackers, slamming Spot's head into Vampire's and kicking Grappler in the groin. As Trevor backdrops Spike over the guardrail, Jones nods to Nikita. Nikita climbs out of the ring. As Trevor turns to look around to the ring, Nikita rushes him up the aisle and drops Trevor with a Russian sickle. Spike climbs back over the guardrail, and the five members of Paul Jones' army beat down on Trevor until he's a bloody mess in the aisle. Jones finally calls off his men. David Manning leaves the ring to trek on Trevor. This match ends in a no contest. All right, now we get to the main event. American heavyweight title on the line. Macho Man Randy Savage defending the title against superstar Bill Dundee. While Lawler and Sharp make their ways down to the ring as the special referees for our main event. Dundee comes down to the ring, but he keeps looking over his shoulder. He must be expecting Savage to attack him. Dundee makes his way into the ring. He looks crossways at both Lawler and Sharp. Savage makes his typical grand entrance. When he makes it to the ring, he also looks crossways at both referees. Dundee and Savage have a great match, but the referees make their marks on the match. Savage has the match won and has Dundee set up for the flying elbow drop. Lawler gets in the way as Savage climbs onto the turnbuckle. Sharp shoves Lawler out of the way, which causes the referees to brawl with each other. In the process, Savage gets knocked off the turnbuckle. Lawler gains an advantage over Sharp, spiking him into the mat with a pile driver and tossing him out of the ring. Dundee and Savage spill outside the ring to brawl. Savage grabs the chair, but Lawler takes it from him. Lawler and Sharp then fight over the chair. Sharp nails Lawler with the chair as Savage tosses Dundee into the ring post. Savage rolls him into the ring. Sharp and Lawler are still fighting on the outside. I rush down to the ring and slide in to make the three count. Your winner and still American heavyweight champion is Macho Man Randy Savage in a time of 49 minutes, 56 seconds. Sharp climbs into the ring and points to his referee shirt. He says that he should have been the one to count the pinfall. Lawler climbs into the ring and nails Sharp from behind. He also complains about me coming in at the last moment. I point to Lawler and Sharp. I tell them that they should have been paying more attention to the match instead of each other. If they wanted a fight, if they wanted a match, they could have asked. In fact, they will have that match next week. So next week, we are going to have the referees involved as Jerry the King Lawler faces off against Iron Mike Sharp to kind of finish what was never supposed to have been started in the first place this week. But Macho Man Randy Savage is still your American heavyweight champion. What does that mean for superstar Bill Dundee? What about Iron Mike Sharp's guaranteed shot from Missy? We're going to have to find out how all that shakes out. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.